Okay. This Radhara Sudaniti, we're continuing in verse 135, which is focusing on Panchamrit Seva. Five nectarine sevas that the Manjaris render for the pleasure of Radha Govinda Yugo and the very intimate settings of the Brajanikunjas. Tambulam kvachidarpayami charano samvahayami kvachin malyadhai parimandaye kvachidaho samvijayami kvachit karpurari suvasitam kvachakpuna suswadu chamburitam Payam yeva grihe kada kalobaje shiradika madhavo. Aho, when Sripad prays on behalf of all of us in Sadaka Roop, when can I serve Sri Radhika and Madhav in the bower house? By sometimes, that's why it says kvachit. So these verses that are listed, the sevas that are listed in this verse are not necessarily sequential. That's why it says kvachit. Sometimes I will go here, sometimes I'll go there. So kvachit means now and then, maybe all at one time, maybe not, maybe only one seva. But sometimes, that's why it says sometimes, kvachit. Kada kvachit. Kada kvachit. When sometimes I will offer betel nuts and pond leaves to Radha Madhav. Sometimes I will massage their feet. I will adorn them with garlands, flower garlands, berries of gunja, moti mala, pearl necklaces, diamond necklaces, restring their broken pearl necklaces or all their necklaces and garlands. Malya means many type. And sometimes I will fan them. And sometimes I'll serve them very refreshing and cooling camphor-scented, flower petal-scented water. Yesterday we were describing some points to discuss in this verse because we're mentioning five different sevas. So the first point I mentioned yesterday was the seva vichar, mandri seva vichar. Vichar is a Hindi word. It means the consideration of sevas. And I mentioned that there's five questions which are questions by which we operate in our daily lives. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Where am I serving? When am I saving? When am I serving? Why am I serving? I'm made to serve. It's my life. How will I serve? So that was what we discussed yesterday. And every seva that the Manjaris are rendering for the pleasure of Yugal Sarkar is done with precision, with feeling, with at the exact right moment, and with great expertise. Precision means timing. Expertise means the quality and the execution. It's perfectly done. And I mentioned yesterday that when the Manjaris enter Boma Vrindavan, they go to school and they get trained by the experts, the seva experts, the other sakis like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra. Chitra's expert in Chitra. Chitra means decoration and variegatedness. So she will teach face painting and decorating like this. Vishakha's expert in joking, so many sevas, and she will teach this. And Lalita's expert in preparing tambul and pan. You often see paintings of Lalita Sakhi, she has tambul in her hand. She's standing next to Krishna with tambul, betel nuts, tambul, offering to Krishna. So this is their expertise. So we will learn from the experts. Just like if you want to learn some cooking, then you bring in expert cooks. I know in Chopadi Beach, ISKCON, I had heard that they have this deity there in the mandir of Gopal Nathji, who is a replica of Madhavendra Puripad's deity in Rajasthan at Natwara. Maybe you've seen Srinathji, very beautiful. And so he eats very particular foods. He's Giriraj, he's Haridev Nathji, he's in the mood of He's Giri Dhari lifting up Govardhan Hill. So then they have all special sweets and laddus and savories, many things they make from time, age-old recipes and age-old formulas. So because they have Nathji there and they wanted to offer him exactly the traditional type of seva and sweets and foods and boga that he likes, Thakurji Bhog, and they don't know automatically. So they hired all these Valavacharya Brahmins to come to Chopati Beach, and they paid for their room and board, everything, and paid for them, "You please teach our Brahmachari Brahmins how to cook nicely for Srinathji." Very brilliant idea. And so they learned very nicely. So when you go there and get the Mahaprasad of Nathji, it's different than the Mahaprasad of Radha Gopinath. Different items they offer to him, special items. And then for Radha Gopinath Seva, they called in cooks from Barsana Nandagram, Brahmins that have been cooking those. If you ever go to Nandagram, to Nandababa, then the bhog that's offered to Krishna Balaram, there is big, big rotis and kadhi sauce, very special kadhi sauce, this yellow sauce for the rice and basin flour, kadhi sauce and big, big laddus. And then in Barsana, the special bhogs. So they were called down and they trained them up. So it's very amazing. Intelligent. This is expertise in service. Offer Krishna what he wants. Even if you're in Rome and everybody eats pizza and you want to offer pizza to Thakurji, we do it, and I guess he in Italy he accepts it, no doubt. It's, as we said, it's the bhav. Because twice Krishna says, when he talks about anything, "I'll take anything." If it's, of course, vegetarian, obviously, because he's a vegetarian, Krishna. But he says in Gita, "Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti priyachati tadham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatma." He says ashnami. The word ashnami in Sanskrit flies too much. The word ashnami in Sanskrit, this is, I'm not in Gopi Bhava, I'm just trying to keep my eyes from being the airfield for ants, you know, landing on my eyeballs. This is, every Kartik is the same thing. If you ever see my classes, I'm aspiring for Gopi Bhava, I'm meditating in Gopi Bhava, but I'm light years away. So in this verse, Krishna is saying, "Ashnami, I eat these things." But there's two qualifying words in this verse. He says, "Bhaktiham bhakti priyachati." Twice he mentioned bhakti. So the key element in Krishna's offering to Krishna is devotion, love. It's love that makes the world go round, they say. So it's love that makes Krishna move. Prem vasi bhut. Vasi means control, bhut means a person, prem is prem. So Krishna, the person, bhut, the Krishna, person, Krishna, is controlled by Radharani's prema, or Mahabhava prema. So prema does make Krishna go around, and the whole world goes around Krishna, and he goes around prema. Radharani's prema makes him dance. Radharani's prema makes him sing and dress and play and makes him run all over Braj and change his form into ladies' forms and costumes. And this is Radharani's love. It'll make Krishna, as Prabhupada once said, that Radharani's love can make Radharani's pure, as Prabhupada would phrase it, Radharani's pure love would make Krishna dance like a doll. A doll, I think Prabhupada probably meant to say marionettes or something on the string. You know, there's, we say puppet, but really puppet goes on your hand and you go, how. This is puppet, but marionette is some little people on strings, and a man has a piece of wood and he makes them dance. So Radharani's pure love makes Krishna dance like a doll. And I mentioned this once in a lecture in Vrindavan and Radhasham Mandir and Radhasvi or something years ago, in a feature lecture. And then afterwards, some Bengali gentleman, he said, how are you saying that Krishna's a dog? I said, I didn't say Krishna's a dog, a kuta, you know, a kukur in Bengali, Ami Vaishnava kukur. I didn't say that. He said, no, you said that Radharani's pure love makes Krishna dance like a dog. I said, not a dog. A doll, a katputli. In Hindi they say katputli, a statue, pratima, katputli. So I explain in his language and then you can understand. Doll. So here we're hearing how the Manjis are expert in their services. And they have to consider all this, the sequence and the time. So behind this verse and what he's seeing, there's some deep vision of the Leela. Leela Spurti is the term. Spurti means a vision, a manifestation of Sripad. So the Leela is described that Sri Yuga are tired of lovemaking in the Kunj, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So now is the right time. So it's where, the kunja, when, now. Because when they're Radha and Krishna very intimately enjoying their divine transcendental amor, then the mantris may step outside. It's not that they're always right there breathing down Radharani's neck. Everyone needs their space. No matter how close the mantris are to Radharani and Krishna, they still know when it's time to take a walk. So they're just nearby, outside, they're poised, they're ready. They may be there, they may be right in the kunja, quietly in a corner or just keeping quiet in the side. It doesn't matter. But sometimes they're not there. Then you read how they enter into the kunj before the sakis to render vital services for the flow of the pastime. So here it says that, so now is the right time. So there's timing, where, when, who, me, them. For the mantri to enter the kunj and serve Radha and Krishna. The lovely divine couple are sitting up in their flower bed. They are breathing very deeply. And their divine forms are moist with perspiration. So in relation to this brief description of Radha and Krishna's Leela, this Leela itself answers four of the questions in point one of our discussion about the vichara, the consideration of these five points that the mantris must consider. So this small description I gave you answers four questions: who, what, where, and when. So when at this time, now that now it's time to serve them, they've finished their intimate exchanges, and where in the kunja, and when and where and who. So the sequence in sevas. So every seva has its right time, place, and circumstance. I call this seva krama. Krama means the steps. The name for Lord Vamanadeva is Trivikram, or Trivikram. V means amazing, excessive. Three means three. So he's called Vamandev. He's called Upendra. Upendra means Upendra. He's the elder brother of Indra. Indra is his younger brother, because the same mother is there, Aditi. Aditi is their mother of Indra and also Vamanadev and the Leela. So he's called Trivikram because he took three steps, amazing, Vikram, very amazing steps. So the sequence or steps of Leelas, of Sevas and the Leelas, they vary according to the time of the Leela, the place of the Leela, and the circumstances regarding the performance of that seva. And now, the sevas that are listed here, we can describe them one by one as chamara seva. And as I mentioned yesterday, many of these sevas are the nitya seva, parasamvahani. It says, tambulam kvachit arpayami. When will I worship them or offer to them? Tambul. Chanarno samvaha yami kvachin. And when will I massage their feet? Many devotees, when they get their initiation from Guru, they're given one special service. I have a phrase in English, a jack of all trades and a master of none. A jack of all trades means you can do a little bit of everything, but you can't do anything perfectly. So that's the material world. But in the spiritual world, you can do everything pretty well and do one thing perfectly. So the Manjaris, they have their expertise. They're expert in everything and all the sakis naturally. But they're especially, they have a special service which they, that Radharani wants them to perform. When one is given his seva, his nitya seva by Guru, then he understands Guru is Radharani's representative. She's my Guru Devi or Guru Sakhi, and she's Radharani's confidant, and from the inner circle of Radharani's sevakas or sevites, nitya manjaris or nitya sakis. So Radharani wants me to serve her in this way. It's not what I want. I remember once when I was meditating for so many years about different aspects of my eternal identity, just by my own ruchi and preference and rag. And then I thought, when I, by somehow Krishna arranged it, finally I met a guru, my Vaish guru, Pandit Sri Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And I have known, I already didn't meet him, but I'd known him for 25 years, regularly met him. But the circumstances became such that a formal diksha, Siddha Pranali diksha, was made available by the arrangement of Krishna. Even though I was already fully involved with these types of meditations and long before the official diksha. So in my mind I had a whole identity with all Ekadash Bhav, and that's why all these books we published, Krishnaika Kumudi, Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Bhavana Sarasangra, they were for me, for my meditation. And everybody, they didn't sell very many books. I don't publish books to sell them. I published books for myself or to share. They were never translated into English. I approached different translators. I said, please, I want these books for my bhajan. They cooperated and freely helped. So that's how it came to pass. So I was thinking to mention to my guru, well, I already have my mind, I'm already doing this particular seva, and I have this particular vesh and complexion met for long. But then I thought, wait a minute, now it's Gurupad Ashraya. Bhakti begins when you surrender to the lotus feet of Guru. Gurupad Ashraya. Diksha Kale, Diksha, it says in Anti Leela, Lord Chaitanya is describing Diksha. It says, Diksha Kale Atma Samarpan. It says, Diksha Kale, it says, Chidananda Moy. That the time of Diksha, the Guru that gives the spiritual body, either in mantra or directly, depends on the idea of the Guru. But it says, Chidananda Moy, he says, he becomes he becomes equal to Krishna. Then he says, Atma Samarpan. Then he fully surrenders. So I said, no, forget about it. Guru is Chaita Rupaya. Guru is the Super Soul. Guru is the Kripa Shakti Murti. Kripa means Radharani Kripa. Guru is Radharani Kripa. Kripa is a Shakti, and Shakti Mai is Radha. If you want Shakti, if you go to Krishna and ask for Kripa, he says, I'm sorry, you came to the wrong door. If you go in a bank and you go to some window and say, oh, please, you know, enter my balance, it's the wrong window. You go over there. Each window, they do something different. Now, this is for debit, this, debit, this, that, whatever. So if you go to Krishna's window and say, please, I want to withdraw some mercy, he'll say, no, go to my devotees, go to Radharani, go to Nityananda. I'll come with the chakra. You're Jagai Madhai, you offended Nittai? Okay, this is my mercy. See? The chakra. And Nittai said, no, Kripakaro, Kripakaro, Premdero, Premdero. And Mahabharata said, you give. And then Nittai said, no, but you're here. It was... So then he said, all right, put a tulsi leaf in my hand. So the Madhai was the worst of the two, Jagai Madhai. He put a tulsi leaf because he's going to offer himself samarpan, Atma samarpan. So symbolically through a tulsi leaf. So he offered a tulsi leaf in Gaur's hand, and Gaur turned to Sham. Gauranga turned to Sham when he received that offering of surrender, the Atma samarpan of Jagannath Madai from the hand of Madai, the elder brother, who was more notorious. He's the one that threw the pot at Nittai's sacred form. So momentarily his body turned black, Because black means Shamsundar, means Krishna, and Krishna says, I take sins. Garanga gives Prem. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Chusse Nama Prem Pradata. But Krishna takes sins and gives fearlessness. Sarvadharman Prityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Yishami Ma Shuchaha. This Krishna's telling Shamsundara. So Gauranga, to take all the sins of Mada, he became black. This is one explanation. Some people say he became black because he absorbed all the contamination sins. But I don't see it that way. Krishna is never affected by sin. The sun shines on the urine, doesn't become stinking. The urine doesn't affect the sun. The stool, the urine, the sun shines on it all and purifies it all. So when that's, I maybe even says that, I think it's Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat, says he turned black. And I think it just says he turned black. Maybe there's some tika, I forget. And the idea is he's absorbing all the blackness and sins, and that's what Guru does. He takes all the sins and diksha of the disciple. So Atma Samarpan, we give everything. So you get one service. So I said when I went for my pranali, I thought, I won't say anything. I said, Gurudev, I beg you for pranali. And he said, and already told me so many times, he said, you have everything, you don't need anything. And I was thinking, yeah, I already have. Because he already knows he reads at my mind, and I never told these private things of my bhajan. And then he said, you have everything, what I can give? I said, no. All right. Well, let me see the panchang, auspicious day, and all these things. So then when I received what Radharani wanted me to look like and serve, it was something same and something different. So that was nice. and not having, Guru didn't know before. But the point I'm making is that everyone will be given a seva, and we should think and feel and identify that this is, Guru is giving me this seva. This is my nitya seva, and it's my seva for my nitya sarup, and I will do so many other services. In Vilakkusamanjali, there's something like 30, 40 different services mentioned, and Sankalpa Kalpa Juma, there's so many sevas, and Utkalika Valdari, there's a few, and then here in Radha, Rasudaniti. So all these services will be done, we'll learn them all, we'll be expert in them all. The 64 arts are there. But one will be very special for us. So this is now it's time for Chamara, because they're fatigued and they're perspiring and they're swasa. Swasa means Mahu swasa kampa tireka kakanta stita graivam dhammo dharam bhakti vadam Nama Mishwaram Swachirananda Rupam. So Muhuswasakampa. He's running. And Mother Yashoda is chasing Damodarji with a stick in her hand. I'll beat you, rascal. You broke the yogurt pot and messed up the floor with your butter stained yogurt footprints everywhere. I'll teach you a lesson. He's swasa. So this is what's happening. They're deeply breathing, and they're perspiring, profuse perspiration. So what's needed? Fanning, obviously. So then the mantra is this timely service, and that may be their nitya seva. Chamara is, many people have, that's their eternal seva. And we'll hear about some of that, the eternal sevas of different personalities in a few minutes. Nitya sevas are the nitya parishads. So we're sadhanas, sadhakas, and we'll become sadhana siddha. And we'll attain our nitya sroop, our sroop siddhi. And we'll have our nitya dham, we'll attain our nitya seva. Well, we'll attain it now, because now we can meditate and practice and all the different circumstances where that seva will be required. We cherish those junctures of the day when now it's my seva is there. Like cooking some. Very rarely, but as I mentioned the other day, someone I know got the nitya seva pakana. Pakana, something like that. Hindi, pakana means cooking. So we know Radharani cooks in the morning, at 7 o'clock in the morning at Nandagaon. And we know that she goes home to Barsana after that, and then she cooks some more sweets and sends out with Vrindadevi or other sakis before Krishna. She even meets Krishna in Madhyan Leela, and she cooks things to serve Krishna in the morning to bring to Radhakund to serve out in the forest picnic. And then again in the afternoon in Aparan Leela, when Radharani leaves Krishna's association after Surya Puja, then she's cooking sweets and things to send to Nandagram for Krishna's dinner by the request of Mother Yashoda. Plus she's cooking preparing four very special sweets which are served out after the Ras Leela. Ganga Jal Ladu, Karpur, my mind is not working right now. Anyway, there's Amrit Gutika, Ganga Jal Ladu, Sapur. There's four different sweets. They're very special sweets. They're full of Mahabhav and they're full of Madhurya Rati. And Mother Yashoda can't see those sweets. She can't smell those sweets. No one can even see them. Those are given at night in the Nisha Leela, when Krishna, after rasa dancing or romancing or frolicking together, and they you see in the juncture of Nisha Leela, this is 11 o'clock, 11:38 at night, 11:36 in the night, 10:48 in the evening till 3:36 in the morning. It's called Nisha Yam or Nisha Kal, Ratri Leela. Then they feel hungry. So there's forest fruits, and then these forest fruits and drinks and many things they collect and gather, and Vrindadevi already has stored in different tiffins and casseroles and whatever she has out there in her kunja storage places. They're immediately manifesting and distributed and served by the mandris and sakis. But then Radharani says, "Oh, I have my specialties. I'm just for Shyam." So many sakis and mandris cooked all these other preparations and made the fresh fruit juices and the fruits and all these things. But these, because the husband has his favorites, and the wife knows what they are. So when she wants to make her husband happy, she cooks his favorites. So Radharani, that's confirmation, I guess. Maybe she's cooking. She's cooking her husband's favorites. Next door neighbor. So Radharani cooks these sweets, Amrit Gutika and Ganga Jal Ladu, Karpurati, something. So this is cooking. So someone who has a pakana, they're pretty busy. There's lots of cooking going on. So everyone will have plenty of opportunities to render their individual Nitya Seva and all the other Sevas. So now this is, there's some description here. We mentioned that they're breathing deeply, so now the mandris, how do they fan? Says to remove their fatigue, the maidservant starts fanning Radha Govinda Yugo with a palm leaf fan. You may be seen these fans. They're prevalent in South India or maybe in Mayapur. I don't see much around here. The palm leaves that are growing on the coconut trees and date palms, coconut palms, these palm leaves, they fall off and they dry. And you can cut them, and then they dry, and they have the stem is a natural handle. And then, you ever see those kind of beige color? Looks like it's made of paper or wood. That's actually palm leaf, and they trim it, and it's very nice. They have in Mayapur, I've seen in Calcutta. They don't have over here. They're solid. They're very solid. They dry very hard when the leaves, because palm leaves are very firm anyway. So when they dry, they're very firm, stiff and firm, make a good fan. A nice natural handle. The stem goes like, it's the leaf stem. The leaf stem is wide, so it's comfortable for the hand. It's wide like this, and then it fans out. It goes like this. You ever see it goes on one side? It's perfect for, it's actually nature's arrangement, God's, Krishna's arrangement. So these come in different sizes. They have big ones also with long stems, and you see the kings being fanned like that or whatever. So the mandris, they go in, and this is one type of fan. I mean, there's chamara, there's many kinds of fans, flower fans. So here they're using a palm fan, a palm leaf, wanting to remove their fatigue. But the way they're doing it, this is this. Now he said, how will they do it? Oh, you just found like this, and it's just like that. No, five questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how. How will you fan? You have to learn the expertise. Okay, there's a movement of the wrist. There's the speed of the fan. When, how fat, the angle of the fan. I mean, so many things. It's not just some fan that's posted on the ceiling, just goes like this with five speeds or something. You can, so many different angles and this way, that way. So it's told by the Rasikjan in the commentary that they've fanned, the Manjis are fanning in such a way that the fragrance of Krishna's, they're fanning in such a way that the fragrance from Krishna's body is going into the nostrils of Radharani, into the nose of Radharani. And then they goes like this, she goes, the mantra goes like this, and she goes like this, back, like he's like tennis, you know, backhand, and goes like this, and makes the fragrance of Radharani's divine transcendental form enter Krishna's beautiful nose, sesame flower nose, and then moves her hand to the other side and fans like this so that Radharani's beautiful lotus Padmini fragrance will enter the nose of Krishna, and then Radharani's fragrance into Krishna's sesame flower beautiful nose. And because the mother is very clever, she knows that the divine couple are fatigued, they're tired from their pleasure enjoyments, and they do want to relax. But the mantri knows that they also want to relax, but they want to keep enjoying. So when the mantri is fanning like this, the cool air, it's two things are happening. The cool air from the fan is relieving their fatigue. But when Krishna smells the fragrance of Radharani's body, then it increases his desire to enjoy her more again. So this is the cleverness and the expertise. The mantris are expert in enhancing the Madhurya Rati and enhancing the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And their greatest pleasure in Radha and Krishna is produced when they come together in their conjugal enjoyment, in their Rati Vilas. So this is very clever. So she fans in such a way, now she's fanning in such a way that Radharani's scarf, slips off slightly, making her Nagar Sham very eager to enjoy her again. Blessed is this maidservant that she can make Krishna always relish Sri Radhika's sweet form and fragrance simply by fanning her. Because apparently Radharani has some chunari maybe on her head or something like this. She's covered, something like this must be. And this chunari means like top, some uttari or top cloth. And then the mandri first stimulates and excites Krishna with the udipan. This is udipan. This is udipan and the vibhav. There's a lamban and udipan. So the ashray and the premvishay is a lamban, and the udipans are different circumstances, fragrances, sights, and moods, and many things to incite and stimulate the loving feelings and attraction and attachment towards one another. So the mantris are expert in the science of Madhur Rati and Shringar Rati. So they're fanning the fragrance of Radharani into the nose of Krishna, and they're fanning the fragrance of Krishna into Radharani's nose, and then they're observing. They're very attentive and precise when they're fanning. They're not just fanning, looking out the window. They're fanning and watching the response of Krishna and Radharani, and they're seeing as Krishna is smelling Radharani's fragrance of her divine love-saturated form, that Krishna's getting, his eyes are moving a little bit. So then the mantris say, all right, I'm going to get you excited, stimulate you. So more udipan. So one fragrance is an udipan. The fragrance of Radharani's body is an udipan. And then now he's going to fan, the mantri is going to fan in such a way that Radharani's chunari slips off her, say, kancholi or such a way, or whatever she's appearing as. And so then Krishna sees, then he has a sight. He sees, like he sees the rising, the reddish color of the rising moon and Sharad Purnima. Then he remembers Radharani's kunkum, anointed breasts or face, and becomes excited to meet her again and dance in the ras. So he takes his Murali and calls him to the Rasastali just by the sight of the full moon. Every night, everyone sees the full moon, but not everyone feels the same way. Not everyone gets the same impressions or same response. But in Braj, everything, the moon, the water, the air, the breeze, the fragrance, everything is serving Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So there, the Manjari cleverly fans a little more firmly, so Radharani's claw slips off, and Krishna notices the beautiful form of Radharani, then he becomes a little excited and overheated again. All that fanning attempt to cool him and relieve his fatigue and perspiration, now he's, again the temperature went up. It's like you boil milk, you see it boiling, then you turn it down. And all the bubbles go down. But then you turn it up again, because Prabhupada said this is how we were trained when we joined, and when we purify milk, we should boil it 3 times. So what that means is, if you don't know, maybe you know, you bring it to a boil, the milk, and so when it's boiling, it starts to rise in the pot. Then you turn it down, and all those bubbles, it settles down. Then you turn it up again, within a few seconds, and it goes up. Then you turn it down, then it goes up, then you turn it down. Prabhupada showed, and the devotees, and then we learned in the parampara from the senior brothers. So this is the boiling. I don't know if you ever heard that. Maybe you never heard that. But this is the boiling of milk 3 times. That's very fast. I guess it's some type of village pasteurization process. So this is the service of fanning, how expert the mantras are. The next service is tambul, bhatika. And that may be your own service also, tambul. So this consideration, I said this, remember the 5 questions of the lila vichar, lila considerations, mandris, seva vichar, the considerations the mandris must make in each lila. And also the question, they must think, why am I offering a particular seva at any given time for the pleasure of the playful pair? So in discussing tambul, tambul seva or pan seva or bhatika seva, this beta leaf, the question can be asked, why are we offering tambul? Why do the sakis or mandris offer tambul to Radha and Krishna? So the answer is given here in the Tika. It's told. And it's quoting a verse. No, it says, why are we offering? Why is the mandri offering? Well, for different reasons. And this is, again, our expertise. One point is that Radharani's lips are naturally very, very red. Just like here, and if someone is anemic, if someone has a lack of red blood cells, it's a little, you know, medical type thing. If one has a lack of red blood cells, then his hands are very white, his fingernails are very whitish, and his lips are very pale. But if someone is very healthy and has a good blood count, then are very naturally red, more reddish lips than the one that's sick. So what the speaker Radharani, Srimati Radharani, her body is totally transcendental and spiritual. But her lips are naturally attractive, like red cherries. The bimba fruit, the only equivalent in English is red cherries to bimba fruit. So that's pretty red. You can imagine the contrast, golden complexion with shining red cherry lips and a blue cloud-like, you know, sari and pink choli. I mean, such beautiful, elegant color combinations of her Radharani's complexion and her lips and her jet black, wavy, long hair and beauty personified. Ati, koti, koti, ati, sundari. Oh, Radharani, your lips are as red as cherries. So there's no need to color them anymore by serving you pan. But why am I serving pan? Because I said that seva vichara the mandris, there's 5 different questions. Who, what, when, where, why? Why am I doing this particular seva? Why am I serving you tambul or pan, this betel nuts which make your mouth that reddish color, your lips reddish color? Because I will serve you the palm in such an attractive way that your sham will become greedy to have that palm, And then Krishna will snatch it from your lotus mouth. When will I float in an ocean of rasa, watching you relish these delicious tambul leaves or betel leaves? How much sweetness is there in such seva? Because that's part of what's told in the verse, is that a previous verse that we heard, that the mandris will be relishing and relishing, seeing Radharani enjoying. So this particular verse answers that question, why are we rendering any particular service? I'm offering Radharani pan, not to color her lips or make her lips look more sweet or attractive, but to increase Krishna's anxiousness and eagerness to be with my Swamini, to increase Krishna's attraction. Krishna's all attractive, but he's not as attractive as my Radharani. My Swamini Radha is much more attractive, much more appealing. So even though Krishna sees his own reflection in a mirror or in some reflective pool, as we see in Nectar of Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, Krishna and Dwarka, and other places, he's looking at one inside the palace. There's lakes, water coming through the palaces, and there's small pools. And Krishna is seeing, he looks one day, and he sees his reflection. He says, oh, who is this beautiful person? So attractive. So it's told that Krishna is so attractive, it even attracts himself. Vishnu, who is Vishnu? Vishnu is Krishna. He's one in tattva. He has beautiful blue complexion and beautiful lotus eyes and long hair. He practically looks like Krishna. You can't tell the difference. But yet he's attracted to Krishna. And he comes and he steals the sons of the Brahmin from Dwarka so that Arjuna, Krishna will have to take Arjuna all the way to Vaikuntha so that Vishnu can have darshan of Krishna. It's in the Dwarka Leela. So Krishna is so attractive, but he's attracted to Radharani. So the Manjari, why does the Manjari give pan to Radharani? So when Krishna sees how Radharani is chewing it and relishing that pan, he'll say, hey, I want to relish what you're relishing. Does that sound familiar? Sound familiar? Krishna wants to relish what Radharani is relishing. So we hear that one of the reasons why Krishna became Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because that verse is there in Adi Leela, he's saying, Radha Mahima, Radha Pranaya Mahima. This is Radha Krishna Viraktir. There's one very beautiful verse that explains three reasons why Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, took the form of Gauranga and manifested as Gauranga. He wanted to understand the Pranaya Mahima, the Radha Pranaya Mahima. What is the Mahima, the greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, her love, her intense love? And Madhurima, what is the sweetness that Radharani relishes by serving me? And then what is the happiness that she experiences by serving me? So the Madhurima, here's an example of Krishna being anxious and eager to relish the sweetness of Radharani. What sweetness of Radharani? The sweetness of Radharani's pan prasadi, the Mohini pan prasadi. So the mandris know exactly how to entice Krishna. They know exactly how to attract the all-attractive. The mandris are expert in attracting the all-attractive Sri Krishna, because they're servants of Mohini Radha. So Mohini Radha has the ability to entice, to attract, bewilder, and captivate Krishna. Then the mandris also have the ability to entice, attract, and captivate Krishna for Radha's pleasure, and they do it expertly. So this is an example of tambul seva. The next seva that's described in this verse, and so far all of these sevas, maybe some of the devotees that are here in attendance, one of these sevas is your eternal seva given by your guru, because these are very common sevas: padasamvahan, massaging the lotus feet, tambul, betel nuts, and chamara. These are, if you look in the Diksha Patras, the sheet with the Siddha Pranali Diksha, the different of friends and different lines, you'll see the 13 or 14 or so Guru Sakis and Guru Devs in the line from Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar. It's around 13, 14, most everyone. And look at all the sevas there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's chart is on the net, and it was published in a book, and his Nityananda Parivara coming from Janava and through Birchandra and whoever, I don't remember. But his line, and it has all the sevas, and I've seen four or five of my friends' different charts, and everywhere Chamara, everywhere Tambal, everywhere Padasevana, like this, Shingar, Chandan. So these are very common, and these are very necessary. So the next seva is decorations, and that's here in this line. It says, Avyadhye parimandaye kvat shidaho. Said, aho, alas, when will I quatch it? When will sometimes I will parimandaye, I will decorate you with varieties of malya. Pari means many, many varieties, many types, many, like we say, paribrajak. Paribrajak acharya is some gurus, sannyasis, or preachers, whoever, goswamis, whoever they are. They're wandering around the globe, Goswamis or Babas, Babajis, whoever. They're wandering. Braja means to wander, to move. And Pari means in all directions, in all ways. Sometimes they go to South America. I know one Radharaman Goswami. He's in South America. And next thing you hear, he's in Switzerland. Then he's in Moscow or Russia. Then he's in England. Then he's in Fiji. Then he's in Vrindavan. So this is Pari Brajak. And he's acharya, he's a guru, not of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, guru, acharya. So this pari mandaye means to ornament, to decorate with malya. So this is another seva, it's called mala seva, or garland seva. This is also one of the nitya sevas. Malayadye parimandaye kvachit. Decorating Radha Krishna Yuga with colorful, fragrant varieties of flower garlands. If you want to see, and so this is also an art, the art of making flower garlands. If you want to see the art right in front of your eyes, then go to Vrindavan, to the Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir, or Radha Krishna Balar Mandir, and you can see the devotees there, the bhaktas, making and weaving and sewing the garlands for Radha Shyam and Krishna Balaram. Very, very artistic, and they're so thick, and they make flowers going. The garland, of course, goes like this, but then sometimes garlands have circles of flowers. There's five or eight flowers in a circle on top of five or eight flowers, and the whole impression is that it's a long mala of flowers. But if you look closely, it's all chakras, it's all interlocking chakras all around of five or six flowers. Have you ever seen closely? Or maybe you do that, say, but then they make these tails, and then tails like this, and go, it's not just a needle and blindly stringing some little marigolds together. Oh, here's my garland, one marigold with a little green thing and a little orange thing, the ganduk, it's called ganduk in Hindi, ganduk. Very extraordinary, elaborate. I've never seen anywhere garlands like that, unless I go to Mayapur and I see the same idea there. And we take it for granted. Oh, here's Mahaprasada. But every once, when you're not right there in the mainstream, and every once in a while someone brings you the Maha garland, and you really appreciate, you look at it and say, wow, what craftsmanship, what expertise, what devotion. And these are the sadhakas, these are the devotees, and their sadhak rup rendering this malya seva. Malyadi parimandaye. They're decorating Radha and Krishna in so many beautiful varieties. It's so colorful, the color combinations, and then Tulsi Mandris woven here and there, because generally in Shastra Vidhi, the mala that's offered to Bhagavan should have Tulsi Mandris woven into it. As you may recall, if you've been coming to Vrindavan many years, when you would go somewhere to Bunki Vihari or somewhere to buy mala for a popular deity, they would give, I don't know what they do now, but They would give you a leaf plate and they put the mala on top of it. You pay your 20 rupees, 50 rupees, whatever. They put the flower mala, rose flower, moga, whatever. Then they would sprinkle, they would put some tulsi leaves or manjris on top. Because when you take that flower garland in to offer it to the pujari, if it didn't have that, he would say, send him, hey, no tulsi, I can't accept. He would send it back to the mali. The mali means the gardener. That they grow the flowers, they make the mala, and they're sitting there. So that was like that. I think maybe in the last 10 years, no one even knows that. The pujaris don't know, the people don't know, and they save time and money and their own expense. They don't even do that. Do they do that still? Radharaman is necessary, because Prabhupada told us when we were opening Krishna Balaram Mandir, he said, to learn proper procedures, the proper yama niyam, proper puja procedures of Archan, you should go to Radharaman temple, to the Goswamis. They know exactly the proper way to serve Krishna and the proper puja and Archan standards of Hari Bhakti Vilas and all our Gaudiya standards. So this was the thing. So that mala must have all these decorations on them also. I mean, tulsi. But in Krishna Balaram, it's not like that? Oh, anybody know? Nobody know? You're there. They don't. When you buy a mala, they don't put any. Well, that's the devotees. But when you buy from the malis out front. Okay. That's nice. So this phrase is there in the verse. Malyadye paramandaye kvachit. When will I offer and decorate the divine couple with varieties of colorful and intricately made garlands? So there's some note here that decorate them with colorful, thick, long, fragrant, artistically made malas. The mandris make malas like this. In Ujjvala Nilamani and the Viva chapter is describing different udipans, which we already mentioned, excitants or stimulants to arouse and excite loving feelings between the hero and the heroine. The Nayak, Sri Shamsundar, and the Nayaka, Shrimati, Nayaka Shiromani, Radharani. Rupa Goswami, when he's describing Mandana, because this word is there in the verse 135, Malyadye Parimandaye, Manda. Manda means varieties of decorations. So he mentions Ujjvala Nilamani. There's four different types. It comes under the category of udipan, stimulants. And there's four types of mandanam, decorations for Radha Govinda Yuga. Different varieties. So it says parimandaye, malyadye parimandaye. The mandri is expert in offering varieties of mala, or garlands. Jeweled garlands, flowered garlands, berry garlands, leaf garlands, tulsi, as we heard, garlands of tulsi mandris, mandri mala, moti mala, hira mala, gunja mala, pushpa mala, all these things. So Rupa Goswami Pad, he says there's four, and he describes them as this. One is one type of ornament. He says chatur mandanam, different types of dresses. Mandanam, to decorate the divine couple, also means to dress them. So one type of mandanam is dressing them, vaso. And the other type is ornaments, means malas, garlands of golden necklaces and pearl necklaces and sapphire necklaces and a sapphire bangle and a gold bangle and a sapphire bangle and a gold bangle for Radharani's wrist, blue sapphire Krishna bangle and a gold, 24 carat or whatever, 1,000 carat gold, Radharani gold bangle side by side. Krishna, they're dancing together on Radharani's wrist. Krishna is dancing with Radharani. Jing, 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 jing. Blue sapphire, just like in Rasa dance. One Krishna, one blue, one Nilamani Sham next to one Sona Radha, golden Radha. One Krishna, one Radha, one Krishna, one Radha. So they're dancing in Ras in a circle, the Rasa Mandala. So the Ras Mandala becomes a bangle on Radharani's hand. Nilamani Sham and the Ras Mandala becomes a blue sapphire bangle around Radharani's wrist. And that golden Radharani dancing in the Ras Mandala becomes a round bangle on Radharani's wrist. So now the sapphire bangle is dancing with a golden bangle on Radharani's wrist. So this is the decorations. One is, of course, the dress, the ornaments, busha. Then garlands, malya, flowers or jewels. Then anjans. Anjans means lepana, like kunkum, sandalwood, chatusama. So then I made a note here that the ultimate decoration, because the word is mandanam, Jayadeva Goswami tells what is the ultimate decoration? We offer Krishna dresses, we offer Radharani dresses, we offer Radha and Krishna gold necklaces and sapphire bangles, and we offer them so many flower garlands and so many sandalwood and kunkum. But what is the ultimate decoration for Krishna? This is in Gita Govinda. Smara garla kandanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi palavam udaram. This is a famous verse. Mandanam means decoration. Mandanam is in this shloka. Parimalye, mandanam. So the ultimate decoration for Krishna is dehi padapalavam. Oh Radharani, dehi, please give me your lotus bud-like feet. Mama shirasi mandanam. And I will put them on my head. Why? Smara garala kandanam. Like we say, akanda kirtan means no break. And kandanam means break. So the smara means Cupid, Kamadev. Garala means burning poison. When a snake bites you, hopefully doesn't, I'm not making any predictions or giving any blessings, nor do I want to even contemplate. But when a snake unfortunately bites someone, and that venom enters into his body, that poison, vish, venom, then he becomes burning hot. He practically, brain burns up and he dies in minutes. So this is smara garala. Krishna, this garala means the burning, I'm burning in this poison of erotic desire. Smara garala. Please, kandanam, Radharani, please break that with the ultimate ornament of your feet ornamenting my head. Mama shirasi mandanam. What is the ornament for my head? Ornament means decoration. This is in the verse, mandanam. The ornament for Krishna's head is not a big solid gold crown like Balaji Venkateshwara. Balaji Venkateshwara in Tirumala Hills, he has a solid gold crown studded with 500 diamonds. It costs $500 million or $3,000 million or something. You know, 10 carat, 20 carat diamonds, all, it's like 2 feet high, crown. So Krishna doesn't want a gold crown or a hira mukut or golden mukut, sona mukut. He wants padapalavam, dehi. Krishna is praying to Radharani, dhanam dehi, please give me a contribution, dhanam. Please give me a donation. What do I want? Dehi padapalavam, udaramatapam. Mama Shirasima, I want to ornament my feet. I take off my pugri, I take off my turban, I throw away my turban, my peacock feather, my crown, my mor mukut, my bihari mukut, I throw it all down. I surrender at your feet. Daso smi. Because Radharani's in Man. So Krishna, when Radharani's in Man, Krishna has to decorate himself with the ultimate decoration of Radharani's feet to break her Man. Man kandanam, and smara kandanam. Radharani's man is broken when Krishna surrenders at her feet and decorates his head with her beautiful, delicate lotus feet. And then that breaks his smara, his erotic fire of love for Radharani. So this is being told here. This is the ultimate decoration. So the Mantri is very expert at decorating Radharani. So we'll continue tomorrow with more descriptions about the sevas of the Mantris and the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Suranidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani Ki Jai, Shyamakanda Radhakandir Govardhana Ki Jai.